As of Thursday, Indiana's Occupational Safety and Health Administration has received close to 6,000 non-formal complaints related to COVID-19. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports about half are questioning whether a company is really an essential business, as defined by the governor's stay-at-home orders.
In a written statement, an Indiana Department of Labor spokesperson says that's about 5 times the number of non-formal complaints the agency sees in an entire year. The non-formal complaints can be anonymous, unlike formal complaints, which require a signature from an employee. Questions about whether a business is essential or not are reviewed by an enforcement response team appointed by the governor. As of Monday, the task force has investigated nearly 800 complaints and issued 35 verbal warnings, but no written cease and desist letters. Complaints related to workforce safety are investigated at IOSHA's discretion and could result in a letter to an employer, which they have 7 days to respond to. However, the department says it has no legal authority to declare a workplace emergency or change employer policies regarding infectious diseases. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.